This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. When President Obama named Republican John Huntsman ambassador to China 5 years ago, many of us knew little about him except that he was governor of Utah. Turns out, Huntsman's knowledge of China and its Mandarin language goes back further. In the late 70s and early 80s, he was a Mormon missionary in Taiwan and lived there again with his family when he was an executive of the Huntsman family business. Ambassador Huntsman will speak next Tuesday at the Meyerhoff in the Baltimore Speaker Series presented by Stevenson University, and he joins us now on the phone. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Pleasure to be with you.
Now, I want to take advantage of your deep knowledge of China. How do you think China sees what Vladimir Putin is doing, what Russia's president is doing in Ukraine?
Well, I think it's a complex scenario for them because on one hand, they're trying to build a legitimate alliance with Russia, which has been a troubled relationship for many, many years. They've not been able to maintain a truly healthy relationship with Russia going way back at least to the early days of Mao, 1949. I mean, they got along for about 10 years, and then they had a serious estrangement. They have a long border, which always provides elements of drama and conflict, and they've had certain border disputes along the way. But today they come together on basically gas and oil, and together they see there's opportunity to maybe keep the United States a little bit off balance. So there's reason for them to come together, and now this in Ukraine and Crimea. What China wants to see in the region is stability and predictability for the next 20 or 30 years. They want their economy to grow. They need to be able to create jobs to ensure that there's no domestic instability in China, which really is brought about by high levels of unemployment and uncertainty about their economic future. And then when Russia talks about things like a referendum, as we just saw in the last week or so in Crimea, this, of course, gives great concern to China because the immediate implication for them is the territories that are uncertain in terms of their own sovereignty, for example, Taiwan. It brings discussions of Tibet and Xinjiang and all of the territories that China either has today or wants to reclaim. So the idea of a referendum never goes down too well with the Chinese. So they're a bit conflicted in terms of what to do with respect to Russia's recent incursion into Crimea.
Is China a military threat to the U.S.?
China has a rising and increasingly advanced military. When you look at what their military aspirations are, well, they would like to do what we're able to do. Ultimately, they would like to be able to project power to every corner of the world for purposes of securing the importation of raw materials that allow their economy to flourish. We're going to have to keep a close eye on their military rise. And any time you're spending at the rate that they are, which is well beyond double-digit increases per year, when you have a maritime capability that is as sophisticated as theirs, when you have a nuclear projection capability where their ICBM fleets have become very, very good in recent years, you would have to say, we're going to have to work very, very hard to ensure that China does not become a military threat because they certainly have the wherewithal, the raw materials, and the projection capability increasingly to be a military threat.
Is China an educational threat to the U.S.? Are Chinese kids much better educated than ours, or is that a myth?
Well, they teach to the test, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So as a former governor of a state, we had huge discussions about whether we in this country are testing too much. And if so, are we teaching to the test? You know, in which case we're missing opportunities to expand the horizons of our students. So what you find in China today is, first of all, a very small percentage of students ultimately get to move on to higher education. They're broadening higher education opportunities for more and more of their young people. They're also changing the way in which education is delivered. They're going beyond the rote method of education, where they teach to the test, and they're introducing more of the Western model, which is critical thinking, critical writing, critical analysis, critical discourse, the Socratic method within the classroom, which they've really never done before. That's the way we do it here in the United States. So I suspect that in the years to come, what is today a very strong educational system is going to get a whole lot stronger. One of the reasons that they're strong in China is because they put teachers on a pedestal, and teachers in their society are revered. They're looked up to, and they're respected. So you start with a whole premise that a core value in society is education. Educators are respected, and everything around it is basically built to support that premise of education as being critically important to people's future. We could use a little bit more of that thinking and mentality in this country.
Ambassador Huntsman, I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Happy to do so. Thank you.
Former Ambassador to China, John Huntsman. He'll speak next Tuesday at the Meyerhof in the Baltimore Speaker Series presented by Stevenson University. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on the show, cooking and swinging. Both can be done at the same time. Tom Hall learns how. Stay with us on 88.1.